You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Kings chapter 3 and verse 14. So if you walk in my ways to keep my statutes and my commandments as your father David walked, then I will lengthen your days. This was the assurance that God gave to Solomon. Now, many people are so much concerned about dying. They are concerned about an enemy that wants to kill them. They are concerned about living long. But when you look at the statement of God to Solomon, he said, as your father David walked, if you keep my status, if you obey me, if you follow my word, I will lengthen your days. In other words, we should not be concerned with dying. We should actually be concerned with living. We should be concerned with pleasing God instead of being concerned with dying. Many are not concerned with pleasing God. They are running from pillar to post to look for formula, solution, one master prayer key that will keep them alive. If anybody comes and say, I pray for you, this year you will not die. You will see the amen like a roar. You know, but the real thing that we should focus on, which is living for God, which is pleasing the Lord, we are not focusing on that. But that is where length of days comes in. If you remember 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 15, he said that Christ died for all, that those who live should no longer live for themselves, but for him that died for them. You see, what is most important is to live for Jesus. You know, there was a time I was meditating and quietly I was asking the Holy Spirit, and I said that, if people come today and they put a knife to my neck and they ask me to either deny Jesus and be alive or continue with Jesus and they will slaughter my head, that what will I do? And I'm always ever grateful for the answer that the Holy Spirit gave me. He said, do not be concerned with dying for me. Be concerned with living for me. If you can't live for me, you can't die for me. How true that can be. Because see, if you can't live for him, if at every instance you will have to tell a lie, if at every instance you will have to compromise, how then do you think you are going to die for him? What is more important is living for him, not being concerned with dying for him. So brethren, the Lord said here, he said, I will lengthen your days. I will lengthen your days. Now, you see, you may think that the Lord is just lengthening your days as a reward for being obedient, as a reward for keeping his statutes, his commandment. But I want you to say this way. Look at what he said. So if you walk in my ways. Now, if a man is walking in the way of the Lord, don't you think that God will want to have that man around for as much as possible so that that man can continue to walk in the way of the Lord? You get it. God wants us to live for him. He wants us to walk in his ways. And so if you are walking in his ways, why will he want to call you home in a hurry? If you are fulfilling his purpose, he will want you to fulfill that purpose, to finish it, to be able to say, I have finished my race. He will give you enough time because you are actually doing his will. You are pleasing unto him. Do you know when you are watching something that you enjoy so much, you don't want it to end? I pray you will receive understanding in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening. You can reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org, and you can find information about this ministry on that web address. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.